back at Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas, getting ready for the third Democratic debate hosted by ABC News tonight here at 5 o'clock right after the drive here on KSRO. Yet another guest joining us here on the floor in the media room, United States Senate candidate Chris Bell sitting down. Thanks for joining us here, here on KSRO. Absolutely. We'll toss it now to Dr. Dave McKeown.
Well, Chris, really, real pleasure to have you. And you know, taking on Senator Cornyn, an incumbent, big deal, tough state, but Texas is changing quite a bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how Texas has changed since you first ran and how you see Texas changing moving forward and how that affects your campaign?
Well, I was the Democratic nominee for governor back in 2006, and it was probably one of the bleakest times for the Democratic Party. The state was extraordinarily red, but Rick Perry wasn't particularly popular, and it, you recall, it was a very strange race where there were two independent candidates and me. And, you know, the Democratic Party that I love, we are very good at forming circular firing squads. And we were trying to convince Democrats to support the Democratic nominee for governor, which you wouldn't think would be terribly difficult. But it proved to be somewhat challenging. And some of them split off and went to the independents. And it was probably a year we could have won because of the strangeness of the race. But we did not. We came as close as anyone has since Ann Richards. But the start of that campaign, you know, we had just lost the presidency 2 years before. We had lost a very expensive race for governor, and or 4 years before. And people were just beat down. And you would call, and it was just depressing. And now you call, and people see opportunity, and they're excited, and they want to hear about the race, and they want to get involved. And it's just, it really is night and day. And all of that is as a result of what happened in 2018.
Do you think it's also the changing electorate in Texas? Texas is a much more diverse state than we often think of in California. A lot of different areas, different cities, East Texas, West Texas, a variety of differences in Texas that we don't maybe appreciate.
Obviously, the biggest growth has been in the major metropolitan
right.
areas, and a lot of people are moving in, obviously, are much more progressive than those who were here already. And so, yes, that's having a dramatic impact. But also, as I tell folks, Donald Trump has been incredibly inspirational for the Democratic Party. I mean, he's done for us what I don't think we could have ever done for ourselves.
Or certainly in that circular firing squad. That couldn't have happened.
Well, I mean, he's really, and we started seeing it right after the 2016 election, and then it continued. But many of us did not believe. There used to be a million vote gap between Republicans and Democrats in Texas, and the idea was that there were about 2 million Democrats who were identified as Democrats but didn't vote. I mean, we had to start getting those folks to vote. And no one knew how long that was going to take. But then in one midterm election, when that gap shrinks to 200,000 votes, that's extraordinary. And then I think, and I think a lot of others believe, that with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket, he takes us the rest of the way home.
All right, so if we look at Texas, one thing that we see from the outside, that Texas looks, and we look at the data, Texas looks redder, deeper red than we give it credit for. Why don't you give us the argument for how it isn't as deeply red or is changing, moving to purple? Maybe that's 2020, certainly by 2024, in terms of that changing demographics. Explain to us what's happening on the ground in Texas that you see going on.
Well, if you can, if those major metropolitan areas continue to grow and you register more voters in all of the different sectors that make up the Democratic Party, we should be able to get there. And let me give you an example. Collin County used to be the reddest of the red in Texas. And I knew something was afloat back in 2006. We had an event there. Tons of people came out. And I was thinking, this is really strange. But it's continued. And now almost all, I think they're down to maybe trailing by about 3 percentage points now in Collin County. We had the first forum for the Senate race okay. there last week. Middle of the day, 100 showed up.
Wow.
They had to turn people away because they had too many and they were violating going to be violating the fire code. Right. And they stayed and there was and engaged and as energized as any crowd I've ever seen. And so those are the types of things you're seeing fairly steadily across Texas. I started seeing it in 2017 when Beto O'Rourke announced giant union hall here in Houston, packed to the gills. And I looked around that room And I've been involved in politics here in the Houston area for almost 30 years. And I looked around, I maybe knew 10 people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all
a different energy.
And it's all new folks coming, you know, getting involved. And that continued throughout the election cycle. I'd go to events and I might know a couple of folks, but it was usually new faces. And obviously that's what it's going to take in order to grow the Democratic Party.
Right. And so tonight, as we place this in the context of the Democratic presidential candidates debate, what are you looking for? What are you watching? And how does that relate to your race here in your state?
That's a great question, and I don't know exactly the answer. You know, there are some that, you know, like I was telling you before we went on the air, that I'm on the phone every day, and I hear a lot of different opinions for people who contribute to these types of campaigns and presidential campaigns, and some are very worried about some of the candidates being too liberal for a state like Texas, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. I don't know. I think so much of it is driven by the angst that Donald Trump has created. I think some of that is probably blown out of proportion. I think most of these folks who are on the stage tonight would fare rather well against him if they're the nominee. Obviously, I think everybody's been anxious to see Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden on the same stage and how they will interact with one another.
Sure.
I think it'll be...
That's one of the main events, certainly, tonight.
Sure. I think, you know, people are anxious. And, you know, a lot of people here in Texas are going to be watching what happens with Julian Castro and Beto O'Rourke very closely since they're local.
Yeah, you got to name your Texans, right?
Well, you know, this is their night to try to shine. And, you know, they're in their home state, so we'll see.
All right, so as we close, I got to really put you on the spot. Who do you root for in your college football stakes here in Texas? Who do you put your dollars on? Yeah, I'm asking
college.
You. Yeah, I'm asking you.
The University of Texas.
All right, excellent. That was just a test, just making sure. I didn't want you to throw anything over on us out of state people.
Well, I graduated from there.
I know, that's why I was asking you. I didn't know if you were playing to the crowd.
No.
I figured that was a good softball to end with there.
Well, thanks a million for having me on.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Y'all enjoy your shave.
Thank you.